Biden's been born on the moon since 1969. Could they run for president?
Yes. Listen, we yes. own it.
Okay, but if there were two guys on the moon and one of them killed the other one with a rock, how fucked up would that be?
I was about to
according
say.
According to the 1967 space treaty, any worlds beyond Earth are beholden to no specific nation.
Okay.
But corporations can own them.
It's parallel to American airspace, and then I realized that the moon is fucking huge and unlimited.
That's the best description when things screw up.
The best thing about the whole birther thing is that McCain was born in Panama. Yes, he was born on an American military base in Panama, which by any... Most legal scholars said that it would not be an issue, and that he was considered born in America, but not like it didn't become a thing. The person who actually was born in America.
My grandpa was American, born in London, so technically he was a citizen, but could never run for president. Really silly.
I think the whole birther thing was never really intended to land. It was just sort of like, let's portray this man as non-American.
Mm-hmm. Frank Luntz is sitting there at like the bottom of his list. He's like, wow, that one
worked. The other thing is, McCain didn't go into any of the propaganda or shit. McCain actually ran a really clean campaign.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault. And I don't know if supposedly the birther thing was started by Clinton supporters, but I don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a possibility. Well, it's hard to say.
Donald Trump followed it up.
Now, so
yeah.
I have a problem with Hillary because you can tell that Hillary doesn't want to be president to do good things. She wants to be president to be.
Sounds like sex, don't it?
I mean, to be fair, that is almost every single presidential candidate.
I know.
It's one of those things where it is a subtle sexist remark to hear that when you think about it, because it's like, I want to be president no matter what, and she's under such a microscope because she's a woman that it's just like, it's hard to say that without quantifiable.
The problem is sexists have ruined logic like that.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry, that wasn't my intention.
You are fine with that comment. Yeah, it's just one of those. I've heard that used so much.
Yeah, I get it. For me, it's like she ran one time against. Yeah.
Are you
then
done?
She ran again.
No. You can't run multiple times.
And then, like, even Joe Biden, they asked Joe Biden, why didn't you run for president? Because you could have won.
Hey, it was Hillary's turn.
He said, I was told that this was Hillary's race, so I thought, I'm not comfortable with this. I shouldn't have backed out, but I did.
Biden would have won.
Warren did the same thing.
So I'm like, fucking you like intimidated Joe Biden out of running against you because it was your turn?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, that's
bullshit. Yeah, it's bullshit.
All right, I'm gonna let you guys do your thing.
You are now part of that thing, though. You are inside chatter, control.
I'm done. Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Oh, Christ.
It's fine.
Welcome
nobody knows.
To the internet.
It's fine. Nobody.
We've got receipts.
Fucker.
Has it been recording,
Kennedy?
Oh, has it actually been recording? That's awesome.
It has been.
It's been recording for like.
Been a political talk with the soundtrack of James
Pat.
I don't know if any of you guys noticed when you were talking. I leaned to the microphone and said, "Sounds like sex."
Dude, I knew you were recording the whole time.
I know. You realized it. I don't know if anybody else.
I did because you're like, "Fuck, why haven't I been recording
half of this conversation?"
James,
I can't keep track of everything.
I say a lot of stuff. I don't usually lean into a microphone to say it.
How does it look?
Point.
Fine.
It looks like,
It looks like an omelet.
It James, looks less appetizing now because the oil glistens.
James made a rice patty for anybody wondering.
We can fluff it up.
No, thanks.
Can we bake it? Sure.